if you had have abided in Him, and His words were abiding in you, what did the King under the New Covenant say you could ask Him for?
Anything.
You think He meant that? He did. Unfortunately for us, we don't know that. But if we get a hold of the Word and say, Lord, I have abided in You. He said, I know that. I'm with You every second of every day. I know exactly where You live. I know You do love me. I know You put me in there a whole lot. Not as much as I would like for You to, but You really do enough to really get my attention. So ask me, son, what do you want? Father, my little granddaughter's laying here tore all to pieces. I do want her just to get well. I want her little face to get well, and I want her to get well without even a scab. I don't want a scar to form on her little face. A lot of people say, oh, God, please, if it's Your will, just let her live. No, that won't get nothing from God. That won't touch Him. There ain't no faith involved. But when you say, Lord, You said in John 15:7, quote it to Him. Did He say He watches over His word to perform it?
Yeah.
That's what He said. Lord, You said in Your word, John 15:7, I could ask You anything. Lord, I've abided in You. Your words are in me. So I'm asking You to do a great and mighty miracle on my granddaughter. And of course, as I stood on that and asked Him to heal her, I walked on over into Kelly's room. She was a little six-year-old that was in the car wreck with her. And there she lays with her head tore all to pieces and both pelvis crushed. And the doctor said, if she lives, and she may die, but if she lives, she'll have brain damage. And it'll be 2.5 to 3 months before she can walk with a walker. Most people are so happy to hear that, they think, oh, praise God. But hey, I'm not happy with that. I'm going to go to John 16, 23 and 24. Let's go to John 16, 23 and 24 and see what the King said over there in John 16, 23 and 24. And in that day you shall ask Me nothing. Verily, verily, I, Jesus, say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in My name, He will give it to you. Before now or hitherto have you asked nothing in My name, but ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. With a promise like that, what can I get from the King with that? What did He say I could ask for?
Anything.
Why don't we believe Him? So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, for little Kelly, according to John 16, 23 and 24, I ask You to heal this little girl. I do not want a single brain cell damaged. I want them all perfect. Now, we asked for this little baby, the brains all damaged. We asked for the Lord to resurrect them. Did He make them all new?
Yes.
Yes. Is the little baby at home now? Well, yes. Now, see, we love that. We love that. And then I said, Lord, I ask You to restore little Kelly. I said, heal her little head. And I said, Lord, those pelvics that are crushed, I know You can do exceedingly abundantly above all I can think or imagine. But I'm going to ask You, Lord, to do such a mighty miracle on restoration of her little pelvics that the doctors will have to know that only You could have done it. I said, I don't want her to walk in 2.5 to 3 months with a walker, because if you do, they say that's normal. A normal healing process that you put in the body will take about 2.5 to 3 months. But I know You can supersede that. You can speed that up. So I'm asking You to do it for me in the name of Jesus. I said, thank You, Lord. It's done. And you know what people around you think that are in church when you make those kind of statements? When you turn and say, I guarantee the King of the universe will show up and do a great and mighty miracle for this little girl. You know what everybody says? Oh, well, they walk out saying, you know, Thurman, he's a grandfather in denial. You know, he just won't believe nothing nobody says. That's true. As long as what you say don't line up with the Word, I ain't going to be in agreement with you. So anyway, in 1 week, little Kelly was walking with a walker out of ICU. 2 weeks, she's in church walking with a walker. And 3 days later, 2.5 total weeks, she threw the walker away back in school, running and playing like nothing ever happened. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? I mean, is the promise there?
Yes.
And if He'll do that for me and He has no favorites, He's no respecter of persons. Why won't he do that for you, son?
Yes, he will.
Hey, he will. Praise God. And he's going to in the future, isn't he?
Yes, he will.
Or you're going to straighten your act up and you're going to walk holy. You're going to get in that word. You're going to abide in him. And he's going to abide in you. And you're going to see God do great things, right? Absolutely. See, he's no respecter of persons, is he? No, none whatsoever. Praise God.
This man prayed this. We didn't pray this.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
says that they called him. That's what he said. They called him.
Okay, I'll read that later. Anyway, the little child got healed. Praise God. That's the main thing. The thing about it is these promises are here for you and me. And all we got to do to get these to work is get the Word in us. Walk holy before God. You know, he says, I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Did he say that? And I want to take you to, after we see these things, I want to go back to Mark 11, 24 right quick. And I want to show you in Mark 11, 24 what I did to get Caitlin's valve fixed in her throat. And I'll show you what faith is. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I mean, is that an awesome promise?
Yes.
Now, can you pray for yourself with this verse?
Yes.
Or for anybody else?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Now, Caitlin, when I brought her home, that little valve, when I brought her home, that first of all, the doctors were amazed. They said, we do not understand how she's lived. We don't understand this. She's supposed to be dead. She'll never be able to walk, but we'll make you a motorized wheelchair. Maybe she'll have enough motor skills that she can run a motorized wheelchair. I said, don't make her a wheelchair. She ain't never going to ride in it. I said, I am never going to let this little girl, I'm going to bring her home. I have the name of Jesus, which cannot fail me. I said, she will run and play. Well, of course, when I brought her home, they said, oh, by the way, there is a valve in her throat that does not work. I said, what valve's that? I didn't even know this till now. We're getting ready to come home. They said, well, we've been feeding her intravenously, and so today we put a plug in her stomach, so you'll have to feed her through a little hole in her stomach, because you can't feed her by throat, because if you do by mouth, the food will run into her lungs and it'll kill her. I said, no problem. I got Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, and who said this? Jesus did. That's right. God made this statement to us. Therefore I, Jesus, say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now, what do I desire if I got a little granddaughter with a valve in her throat that don't work? I want the valve to work. I don't want it to not work. So I said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So I bring her home. I quote that verse. I pray and I begin to praise him and worship him for the next 2 months. And the doctor said, bring her back in 2 months. And so in 2 months, we go back to the doctor and he checks it and it don't work. I said, no, wait a minute. I prayed. And I prayed in faith. I thought. But it didn't work. So I come home, repented of all sin, took the same verse, prayed again, and praised and worshiped him for 2 months and took her back in. It don't work again. Now we do this for 10 months. I'm feeding her with a hole in her stomach for 10 months. That fifth time, 10 months later, when we go to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, it don't work. It ain't never going to work. I said, I do not receive that curse. It's going to work. I have not hit the right things yet. I don't know what I've missed, but somewhere the problem with me, not with God. He made me a promise right there that said, therefore I send you what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And I said, I know God cannot lie to me. The problem has got to be right here with me. And so I come home. I said, Lord, if I have got a sin in my life that I don't know about, I repent. I said, I know you said in Psalm 66, 18. In fact, let's go there. Psalm 66, 18. I want you to see what he said. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So you hide a little sin in your heart. What good is it going to do and ask God for something? He said, I don't hear you. But Lord, I thought you heard everything. He said, when you've got a sin in your heart, my ears are closed. I don't hear nothing. You can stand, holler, scream, do everything you want to. You got a sin in your heart? Does he hear you? No, he says he doesn't. I think it's John 9:31. Let's go to John 9:31. Let's see what happens over there. John 9:31. Now we know that God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he hears. Oh. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. So if you've got a sin in your heart, is he going to hear you? Absolutely not. Somebody said, well, you know, we prayed and we prayed at church for so-and-so. Well, did you ask them to confess their sin first? Well, no. Well, you know, this boy, you know, he comes to church once in a while. You know, he's sleeping around with his girlfriend. But, you know, God's gracious and merciful. He forgives that. But now he's come down with a sickness and we prayed for him, but nothing's happened. It ain't going to happen. Somebody's going to tell the boy the reason he's got the problem is because of sin. He's got to stop sinning. And then you can pray for him and God will forgive him and he'll heal him. But I've learned one thing. As long as the sin remains, the curse remains.
That's right.
As long as the sin remains, the curse remains.
That's true.
Until you get rid of the sin, the curse is going to be there. And you know that's why so many people in the church today are sick and afflicted and don't get anything from God. Because he's told us over and over. Now we know that God here is not a sinner. And if you're a sinner, and can you be a Christian and be a sinner? Yeah. Oh yeah, you can. Somebody tell me, he said, you mean to tell me that I, as a Christian, am not supposed to sin? That's what the Lord said. Now I'm going to take you there and show you that. I want you to go to 1 Peter 2:21. Yeah, 1 Peter 2:21. In your scripture, 1 Peter 2:21. Listen to this. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, and he left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Now, if Jesus was our example, and he said we're supposed to follow in his steps, I wonder what those steps include. He pretty well lays it out in the next few verses. Look at this. This is the example that he left for you and me to follow. He did how much sin? So once we come into the kingdom of God, how much sin is supposed to be in our life? Maybe just a little? Now surely, God understands I've got to have a little fun and got to go out and play with the boys and drink a little and smoke a little. And
we're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.